Nolte, far-left Washington Post in serious financial trouble. By John Nolte on August 31, 2022. The Washington Post, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories, lies, hate, and child grooming, is in serious financial trouble. This news comes from the New York Times, another far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories, lies, and child grooming. Rather than boosting their readership by ceasing to be a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories, lies, hate, and child grooming, the Post is instead looking to axe 10% of its unprofessional, crybaby, ignorant, bigoted, sheltered, inexperienced woketard staffers. Here's the good stuff. The organization is on track to lose money in 2022. After years of profitability, according to two people with knowledge of the company's finances. The Post now has fewer than the 3 million paying digital subscribers that it had hailed internally near the end of 2020, according to several people at the organization. Digital ad revenue generated by the Post fell to roughly $70 million during the first half of the year, about 15% lower than in the first half of 2021, according to a recent internal financial document reviewed by the New York Times. Fred Ryan, the chief executive and publisher, in recent weeks has floated with newsroom leaders the possibility of cutting 100 positions, according to several people with knowledge of the discussions. The cuts, if they happen, could come through hiring freezes for open jobs or other ways. The newsroom now has about 1,000 people. But who do you let go when everyone has the same job? When everyone is a left-wing propagandist, liar, conspiracy theorist, and hater who approves of child grooming. They all write the same articles. They all write the same columns. They all think the same way. They all tell the same lies. They all believe the same nonsense. They're all left-wing fascists who would push a red button that promised to kill all 65 million Trump supporters. I guess, in that case, it doesn't matter who you lay off. One is no more useless than the other. It's like choosing which members of the Borg collective to fire out the air hatch into the vacuum of space. The Washington Post has the same problem CNN does. Unattractive, unappealing staffers who are all predictable, uninteresting, shrill, smug, and boring. Why read the Washington Post when you know exactly what you'll get every time? Their columnists write the same three or four columns over and over again every week. This is called the Jonah Goldberg syndrome and is incurable. The Post's so-called news is nothing more than dictation taken at the Biden White House. The fact checks are all lies published to troll Republicans who do not even pay attention anymore. It's not just the bias and lies and conspiracy theories and child grooming at the Post. It's that the pages are boring, predictable, uninformative, and frequently shrill. Not even leftists are willing to pay for that. Anyway, I do want to close by saying that those Washington Post staffers worried about their jobs deserve as much sympathy as they offer to unemployed coal miners and oil pipeline workers. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.